At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's go. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Blake, you're first up. What's going on?
Hey, guys. First, I want to thank my Lord and Savior for the opportunity to discuss things with you guys. But second, I wanted to let you know that I filed a complaint with HR&T that this entire week of shows is not fully dedicated to the Ryder Cup. I think that's a travesty.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And I hope that, John, you can convince the others to fix that.
Well, they thought, Lance, we tried to talk about it. Lance thought we were playing Scotland or Spain.
Yeah.
So,
well, I thought there was a number of
things. That's how ignorant those two are.
Wait, I knew you weren't playing Scotland.
Yeah, you did, but you still.
But still what? Just because I don't like the sport doesn't mean I don't know what's going on.
Spain would be really good. That'd be a tough matchup.
John Rahm. See, I knew John Rahm was Spanish.
Yep.
I know stuff.
That's right.
Is Mario Olazabal still playing golf?
Olazabal.
Is he still playing?
No, he's not. No. Neither is Sergio. He's not in it.
Does the Ryder Cup have special theme music? That would help. Like, the Masters has the Masters music. Does Ryder Cup have their own?
No, they don't have music.
Well, that's poor branding. You got to get that done.
Yep. So we can't do it, Blake. Blake, what did you want to talk about?
Then the last one. You guys haven't talked about how Mississippi State is going to go undefeated through five games.
We really haven't because that would be stupid.
Vanderbilt has taken up that airspace, honestly. We can't do two lower-tier SEC teams and their run to 10-2. We can only do one at a time.
Right. One horrible team.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake. Mississippi State.
Well, they do have that big win over
Arizona
State. That's
like Crash just called in.
No, yeah. Chris Harmon went to Mississippi State, right?
I thought Rick did.
Oh, Ricky did.
Yeah, Ricky.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think he.
Where did Chris go? I forget.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're not gonna. They're gonna suck. By the time the season's over,
good start to the year though. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Positivity.
Real nice. Yep.
By the way, Bruce Pearl. Did you guys see he
retired?
Shut it down. Their season's coming up not that long.
That's how you do it. You set it up so they can't do nothing but put your son in place. That's how you do it.
Oh, so his son steps in.
You
that's
quit
what it is.
You quit at the end of the year or even
smart.
In the middle.
Smart.
You quit at the end of the season or even in the middle.
They
can
can't
make
go
move.
Look for anyone
now
else.
They can't look for it.
Anymore. No. Now, you're stuck with him.
That's exactly what happened. There's
Absolutely.
No question.
Yep. Everybody's got a job.
Also, Nick Bosa out for the year.
Yep.
How
about Najee, too? Did you
Najee
see Najee
Harris
coach?
Out for the year. Yeah. Nick
James
Bosa
Connor
out
for
the year. James Connor out for the year. Fred VanVleet out for the year. That all came out yesterday.
And CeeDee is probably going on IR. That's what Jerry came out and said. There's a chance CeeDee's going on IR.
Probably four weeks, right? Yeah. All right, who's next, though? Dan is next. What up, Dan?
What's up, fellas? Sure do appreciate you guys. I don't know if that's said enough. But, I wanted to agree with Lance. I said something to a buddy of mine before Ohio State that they need to lean into his running ability to take pressure off his arm as far as arch goes. Like, treat him more like Vince. Not that he is Vince and he has those instincts, but nevertheless, run him, like a third back, But
Anyway, I wanted to talk about that Fred VanVleet injury. Lance, you probably remember me messaging you last year that I just was so impressed with him bringing the ball up the court. I think this is really going to open it up and give him that opportunity to really kind of take control of the team. And let's see what you know, he does in this third year. Like, I mean, he's got great vision. He pulls a lot of attention and gets the ball out the perimeter. I like when he has the ball in his hands and control, like, good things happen. So, like, I'm, you know, don't like Fred's injury. Hope he's there for the playoffs. But I think this maybe allows Ahmed to, like, really flourish this year. What do you guys think?
Well, he's got to be better at taking care of the basketball. See, I think he can create because he can get by anybody who's in front of him. But I just saw too many really bad turnovers from him, and it really concerns me. Now, I think you can fade it because you're going to take the ball away from teams too. So you're going to have some takeaways, but you still don't want to get too high on the giveaway number. And I just think Amen Thompson, but he should get better, right, John? Like, we can't just assume what happened when he was in his second year of basketball is going to always be the case. Like, guys get better.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you want Amen?
Well, who else?
Who is starting for this team? We haven't really talked about. We talked about Reed stepping up, Aaron Holiday.
Now that Fred's gone?
Yeah, what's the starting five for this team?
Oh. Without Fred, no.
I mean, Jabari.
Obviously, it's Alperen. It's Durant.
Yeah,
it's Jabari. Amen.
Who's the fifth guy? Are we going giant and putting in a wing, or will they go?
Some people think
ball
Finney
handler.
Smith, but I don't think Finney Smith.
I don't think Finney Smith starts.
I think it's going to be Reed.
No, I think it's going to be either Reed or Aaron
as your starting.
I cannot see Aaron Holiday as a starter.
Well, I mean, he got plenty of minutes last year.
He did last year, but they all Stone has said, including when he was in studio with this Reed.
Well, Reed has to go do it.
I know. I think he's going to get his opportunity now.
I mean,
they're going to find out early in the year. Now, Reed's going to get the first crack before Aaron.
I mean, even at camp, like the way they project themselves as, Reed's going to have to beat out Aaron in camp, and if he doesn't, Aaron Holiday's your starting point guard. I don't think they're giving Reed Sheppard the job because he got drafted.
I think they'll give it to him, and then because remember they gave him minutes as a rookie, and then they played himself out of it.
Well, so there's some evidence that at least last year he wasn't ready. When I say give it to him, I think that will actually make those two compete. And whoever they think is
I think one guy
best
has
point guard
a big
in training
advantage.
Camp. Well, it didn't play out that way last year when he allegedly had the advantage of being the top three pick. When it came down to it, they sent him down the Rio Grande and then brought him up, and he got spot minutes and spot duty starting. So the way they project themselves, you got to earn that. This is how we're built. Because what you're saying is, hey, Reed, we're going to let you fail before we give Aaron Holiday a shot. And I don't know that they would say that's who they are.
I think they might do that too. But but who will end up being the guy? I think Aaron will be the guy. And you know what? Because Aaron plays defense. He loves that. Aaron, you know.
He can shoot a little bit too.
I mean, Aaron didn't play badly at all. And you got to have somebody. He loves somebody that starts the offense. I mean, last year it was so – he hated it. It was hully gully when Fred was out. And you didn't have anybody that would – it would look so disjointed. And listen, that was Phoenix's downfall last year. Not having a point guard is – it's awful. I mean, I don't know. This is like a Josh Hader. This is a big blow to this team. A big blow because – he loves Fred running this offense. Loves it. And Fred was just solid. Knew where to go. Listen, Fred's not a good shooter. Fred is, you know, every once in a while.
He's a streaky shooter. I mean, he can have a real hot streak,
too.
Yeah,
he could take over a game at the end.
Yeah, he did in the postseason at times. And, like, Ahmed Thompson can't shoot. Fred is streaky.
Yeah, right. Well, it's going to be different then. I mean... Amen's going to be driving the lane. Amen's going to be – it's not going to be anything like with Fred. I think Aaron Holiday or Reed Sheppard will be a lot more like Fred. We'll see.
Someone to organize. You don't even need someone to be a guy who initiates, but you need someone who organizes.
And yeah.
They don't currently have that unless it's coming from Aaron or Reed Shepard.
Right. Exactly. I mean, this is a big blow, you guys. This is a big blow. 713-780-3.
Yeah, but it's not a death knell, though. Number one, they're still – I just think they need to get a steady hand there. Well, we don't know what Reed Shepard's going to bring to the table. Reed Shepard is a phenomenal shooter. He just has to be put in position where he gets some makes. I think confidence is a big necessity for him. But if Reed Shepard can really shoot it well, that could end up being a huge advantage. It's going to be a downgrade defensively, any way you look at it, because Reed's not – and I've heard he's gaining weight, he's stronger and all this, he's much better defensively. I don't care. Y'all can tell me that as much – the Rockets organization can say that as much as they want. He's not as physical as Fred VanVleet.
No, so. He's got good instincts, though.
He does have, and he's going to get some steals. They call him the tax man, John. That's what – or also Cocaine Curry was his nickname after too. His after summer league.
Yeah.
They were calling him Cocaine Curry after summer league.
Okay.
His first year, last year, and then the summer league is guys weren't. He wasn't playing summer league players anymore.
Is it because
he
looks like he does cocaine?
Is it
the wispy mustache?
Just the white shooter.
Looks like he deals.
So, that's mustache. That Movember stuff better not come
as
back.
As much as, yes, you believe there's some Reed Shepard potential there, you're talking about a guy that was going to play 35 minutes a night that you just wiped off the roster.
Yep. Yep. If he can pick up 20 and Aaron picks up, you know, and then I mean, then whatever. This is a big blow. I'm telling you, this is as big as Josh Hader. This is bad. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I want to talk a little Coors Light right now. Love me Coors Light. I mean, it's Tuesday, so what's going to happen? Probably Coors Light, I would think. I mean, it's a Tuesday. So why not? I grabbed another 12-pack at the store yesterday, as a matter of fact. That's a true story. I would never tell lies about my Coors Light. I've got them hanging out here. If you come over today, I got some Coors Lights for you. I've got my nephew is coming, and so I said, well, let me stock up a few Coors Lights because I know he's going to want some when he gets here. We'll play a little golf together, and I can't wait. I can't wait to throw down some Coors Light, play some golf, watch some football, watch some baseball, some big baseball. This is the time. Man, this is so much fun. And I like to enjoy it with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I hope you do too. If you're looking for a great way to entertain, you always have them on hand. Make sure that you've got them on hand so that your boys will go, hey, thanks, that's great. I see my mountains are blue. This is awesome. You're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I got one way. I got two words for you, Coors Light. Climb on, brother. Let's go. Let's get them Coors Lights in the fridge. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Ooh, wait until you hear this, Johnny boy. I just reached out to Josh Pate, who's got people at FanDuel and Underdog and DraftKings for who are sponsor his shows. He gave me the line for Texas Oklahoma. He reached out to them and got the line. The line currently, I believe it's with FanDuel. It's either FanDuel or DraftKings. Texas -4.5.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
I dare you to throw that number up. I dare you to throw. No, it's not. Well, they don't backtrack on the power ratings. It takes a while, like about 4 to 5 games before they get too far off of them. But just watching the games, they will get buried with Oklahoma action if they hang 4.5 up there. Buried with it. And Oklahoma's going to be the right side +4.5. I mean, even that's going to be a low-scoring game. So points are extremely valuable. 4.5 seems – if you want to make Texas a favorite, you make them a 2.5-point favorite.
They're begging you to take Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh. You could end up getting pummeled with that one. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma has been the better team. But, I mean, you make points, good points. I don't know how Texas is going to score either. I mean, yeah. Oklahoma's got a quarterback who is able to create things on his own. Texas – I don't know. They don't seem to be letting Arch do that, kind of, maybe.
I just don't know that Arch is a good enough decision maker against a top defense. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Oklahoma has not run the ball against anyone this year. Even going back to week one against Illinois State, they averaged 3.2 yards per carry.
Yeah.
They can't push anyone around.
But
so
they still have John Mateer, right?
That's fine, but John Mateer is going to have to see Anthony Hill and Colin Simmons and the rest of those dudes. These games could score early, so it's the Red River, so we could see a 35-28 game out of nowhere. I don't know who gets 20 points in this game.
It would take some squirrely stuff, special teams wise, defensive touchdowns. I don't see how Arch, like Mateer, is a good quarterback, but Texas, like I said, Texas has a really good defense, and they got a really good rush. But Oklahoma's offensive line is better than Texas. In general, they've got a better offensive line than Texas. Texas' offensive line has been very disappointing to me. Very disappointing. They replaced four starters, but they've been soft. They haven't fired out on people. They haven't hit people and moved them around. They just have been inconsistent. It hasn't helped Arch Manning at all, having an offensive line that's been inconsistent. But how in the world do you find points when you can't even attack? As John mentioned, he's not, you know, Arch hasn't been a very good decision maker. He doesn't see things on time to where he throws with timing. He's not throwing with any accuracy. I don't know how you do it. You're going to have to get the run game cranked up. It's just that game has to stay. That game's got to stay like a – I feel like 24-21 is a tremendous amount of points in that game.
That would be – yeah, it's probably – okay, what's the – okay, the under-over, that's what you got to find. That's what you got to find. All right, who's on the line, Dell? Javon. Let's get Javon in here. Hey, Javon.
What's up, fellas? With all the crying I heard last week from these college football coaches who get paid hundreds of millions of dollars and want to go 9-3 and think it's okay, with the new era of college football, I think it makes absolutely no sense to pay college football coaches that much. You can take all that money and invest it in your NIL. I'm just telling you right now, three, four, five-star recruits right now, they're not going to LSU because of Brian Kelly. They're not going to Clemson because of Dabo Sweeney. We don't have any coaches left in college right now that's that big of a name brand where they're going to get kids to come just based on their name. It's all about the bread now. So in that case, if I'm a program like LSU or Clemson or a big-name program, go get a Willie Fritz. Go get a Jeff Traylor. Go get somebody that can run a program and invest the rest of the money into your NIL and get players. That's how you're going to win games nowadays. There's no Joe Paterno. There's no Bobby Bowden. There's no Nick Saban. Nobody's going to your program because you're Brian Kelly. Nobody's going there because you're Dabo Sweeney. So there's no name brand coaches anymore. So let's just go get $3-4 million coaches and let's take the rest of that money and let's get players at these programs. That's all I got to say. Yeah, appreciate it.
He's not lying. He's not wrong in a lot of that. I would tell you that people went to Alabama.
Kalen DeBoer,
Not because of Nick Saban. They went because they can get to the pros.
Right.
Like, that's a pathway to the pros, and Nick is your shepherd,
right,
and it's proven. Now, I thought – it's funny you say that, Javon. You know what I thought over the weekend? How long are they going to keep allocating this much money to quarterbacks? You're giving this much to DJ Lagway? He stinks. He sucks right now. Lenore Sellers, not making an impact. Arch Manning, not making an impact. All these quarterbacks who are supposed to be the big-time quarterbacks – some of these programs probably want their money back.
Well, perhaps you don't pay a high price for the high school quarterback. You pay it for the portal quarterback.
That's what SMU told me when I talked to one of their line coaches. He said, we play – well, their offensive line coach. We don't pay for the high school player. We pay for our players or portal guys, but we take care of ours. He said it causes so much trouble now. I've heard this from three coaches now. The biggest issue that they have right now in college football is paying a lot for a high school senior because it creates division in the locker room. Because guys who have been there are making less than an 18-year-old who hasn't done anything. And if that guy's not the right kind of guy, like if they don't like him, it gets really bad in the locker room. I heard about a fight on one team because of that very thing. Because they thought he didn't earn it and this kid was kind of talking and turned into an ass whipping. In the locker room.
So a Draymond Jordan Poole thing?
When
Jordan Poole called Draymond a backpack, Steph Curry's backpack.
Yeah.
And then Draymond.
And you can see how it would make a guy who's been grinding and hustling and doing what he's doing and working hard in the weight room and he's a junior, and then you got a freshman coming in who doesn't put the work in, not in his opinion, and he feels like doesn't deserve the money. You know, he's getting paid way more than a player at the same position. It's going to cause, it does cause some problems there. Now, portal's a little bit different. You got guys who have proven it somewhere else for the most part. But the freshman recruits, you know, that's a tough one. You're paying for guys who haven't done anything yet. That's like the difference between playing for – it's the same thing, paying for draft picks versus paying for free agents. Well, draft picks have a rookie – there's a rookie wage scale so that that's under control. You don't kill yourself by missing on draft picks. Free agency is where you get paid. That's where some of the big money is. Some teams just say, we're going to do the same thing with portal. But I'm telling you now, I don't know that I can give quarterbacks like – they have really thrown money away on quarterbacks so far this year. Thrown a lot of money away on a lot of quarterbacks.
What are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do?
Why not? It's the same as the
NFL. When you hit, like Tennessee hit, when you hit.
Yeah, but that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg.
Well.
That's the point, is you go get a Fernando. What's his name at Indiana?
Mendoza.
Yeah, go get a Mendoza or an Aguilar. Get a, what I'm saying is,
oh,
a Mexican,
so what you're saying, you need a Hispanic quarterback.
Well, that's what the numbers are telling me.
I don't know that Mendoza's Mexican, but yeah.
Diego Pavia, you got Mendoza.
Pavia's probably
Italian. You got Aguilar. You got, are you kidding me?
I'm sensing
who's
the trend.
Who's taking over now?
I'm sensing the trend.
Maybe Irv. Maybe instead of Israel calling about black quarterbacks, maybe Irv should be calling about Hispanic quarterbacks.
Maybe that's the thing.
Okay.
Maybe that's the thing. I know this much, though. You can go spend your money. Nico tried to gash. Nico
Iamaliava
tried to gash Tennessee. They went actually cheaper and got a much better player.
Yeah.
Pavia's Italian, so.
Yeah. Same I can't thing. Believe you're not.
It's not the same.
It's close.
You should be.
It's romance. They're both romance
close.
Languages.
Romance.
Del.
Are you kidding? The languages?
But it's not the same.
Almost the same.
I don't know. Spanish doesn't sound like a romance language to me. When it's spoken real fast, there's nothing romantic.
When you hear it, well, you don't hear it in your house because your wife doesn't speak Spanish.
No. Yeah. No, when in Spain,
I do watch.
It
I've
is.
Got Colombian diary. I do follow an Instagram account that's got a lot of
Colombian stuff.
Yeah. But it's not
that's
as much.
A surprise.
It's just a
it's
lot
more
of
visual than audio.
Papazito. It's just girls saying that. Pretty much, it's the only thing that's on.
Yeah, it, yeah. Right? No. That's very romantic.
Mm. Now, that is romantic, yeah.
That is romantic. All right, let's take a quick one here. Talk about Billy Brown over Aqueduct Plumbing Company, because Billy is our friend. Billy is a family-owned and operated business that we love that. Billy's been in business. Billy's got now more and more trucks out on the street. Because the message is clear. We are going to come to your home. We're not going to charge you to give an evaluation of what's going on with your house. We're going to give you a great price. We're going to give you great workmanship. We're going to make sure that it's done perfectly. They have the knowledge. They have the expertise. They have the and you know what? Billy ain't kill. He doesn't kill you. Billy is going to get to a job with your plumbing. You need Billy. You have to have him. If you've got any problems with any pipes or bathrooms or showers or whatever it is, you got to have Billy, Lance, and Billy's going to do a great job.
I don't know
job.
Why these guys, these companies gouge you when you know that that's the last time you'll ever use
yeah,
them.
Yeah, right.
You're like, I am never getting taken like this again. That's why Billy Brown says we don't have to. First of all, he's not the kind of person. And secondly, he wants your business for everything, for remodels, for leaky faucets, for leaks in your, you know, under your slab. He wants your business all the time. So his prices are fair. His work is awesome. He's completely transparent. And they get out to the job and get the job done quickly. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, just a couple segments left. If you want to get in, hurry. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. The Astros tonight, we haven't even really talked about it. Jeffrey Springs on the mound against Christian Javier. Jeffrey Springs shut the Astros down earlier this year. Nobody really has hit the dude. They've got three total hits out of everybody in the lineup.
Huzz.
Against this guy. Yeah, he is a huzz. And so this is going to be a tough one tonight No question about that.
If we just don't pay attention to it, will they win?
If we don't pay attention to
it? Yeah, like if we focus on it too hard, like that series against the Mariners, they really got bamboozled.
Pummeled.
Yeah, completely destroyed. If we like just don't like, whatever happens, happens.
Laissez-faire.
You think they just, if we give it a laissez-faire attitude, do you think maybe they just roll right into the playoffs? You know who Cleveland has, who they're going against today, right? I'll just tell you this. They're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. They got a three-game series against Detroit, right?
Yep, and they're going Scooble today.
Well, except Detroit is on an historic free fall.
Oh, they're
it would
really
be one
bad.
Of the. This is one of the worst collapses in Major League history. They led Minnesota by 14 games and Cleveland by 15 and a half. So if they lose this thing, it is one of the worst ever.
Mm.
Like the Cubs collapse in 69. I mean, this is bad. There's only three instances of 15-game comebacks. 1915, 1951, and 1995.
We need Scooble to put the Guardians in trouble.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
We need Scooble to bring his A game because he's been a little bumpy lately.
And the Astros, you got to take care of your own business. You got to take care of your own business.
Lee, look at these losers. 1-9 in their last 10 and 6-game losing streak. Loser, loser, loser time.
Well, they're not as good as they were. I mean, they're just not that good.
The Astros had the same record. You were right. We did catch. No.
We would have caught them if we could have won.
We may catch the Tigers.
If we win two out of three, we're right there with Detroit.
You better hope we don't catch the Tigers. You don't want to catch the Tigers. Because the Tigers are playing the Guardians. And if you catch the Tigers, that's bad news.
Yep. Because we need to, it's easier to catch the Guardians than the Tigers. If the Tigers fall all the way out of the playoffs?
Playoffs? Well, it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, if Cleveland pulls a Mariners on them, Detroit's in trouble. Especially if the Astros are able to win, even just two out of three against the A's. Yeah. They could. There is absolutely a scenario where the two teams that have led the division almost all the year, the Astros and the Tigers, are going to be fighting for the last spot in the playoffs. There's absolutely a scenario like that. I don't see it. There isn't a scenario where, I take it back. Yankees, Red Sox, and Guardians could all be in, and the Tigers and Astros looking on the outside.
Here's the thing you got to do. Win. Just win.
Yeah.
Okay?
If you win out, you're going to – if you go 6-0, you're in.
You're in.
Like, you're not technically in.
But you're in.
If the Guardians go 6, but you'll also pass the Tigers.
Well, depending on what they do in their final series, too.
But not if you win out. If you win out, you're fine. You're ahead of the Tigers.
And they lose out?
Yeah.
Either way, right. But if you win out.
Yeah, if you
win
out.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, winning the last 6 is you're in.
But yeah, good luck with that.
Are you going 4-2?
Odds are, 4-2, 5-1, 6-0, something in that neighborhood.
Those are just the only options?
In that neighborhood.
In that neighborhood. Is Fromber pitching in one of these games?
He's in that neighborhood.
That's one loss.
But what if your offense gets red hot?
How red hot would they have to be to make up for
Fromber? 9 runs.
Okay.
9 runs. Right? Would it take... To fade a Fromber start, you have to get at least 7 runs and have your bullpen shut them down?
So Fromber is pitching Thursday against Severino.
I can't see anything bad happening there.
Yeah, this is what it looks like. Christian Javier, Hunter Brown, Fromber Valdez, then Jason Alexander.
I don't know why they have Fromber listed.
I don't know
why
they have Valdez
later.
Too. I don't. That's not
correct.
That should say. Oh.
Blue ball?
Yeah. Blue ball or Hunter Brown on short rest if you really need it. You're going to have to get in the playoffs. You may need to go Hunter Brown on Saturday.
Do you guys see?
No. You couldn't come back. You'd have to come back with Javier.
Do you guys see what the Astros' run differential is this year?
17?
It's negative.
No, it's not. 17. Yeah. 17. 17.
That feels about
Holy
right.
Crap.
Because
they get,
they've
they
taken
get their
some
ass kicked in games.
Yeah, but they beat down the. They beat down the.
And they're 13 games over 500. How does that happen? They're 12 games over 500. How
Chaz,
does that happen?
Did you forget that Chaz had to go back to back relief appearances in one series against the Orioles?
Yeah.
You don't get Chaz. Chaz doesn't come into games. He's come into games three times this year. That's never a good sign.
Have you guys seen net yardage in the NFL this year?
I bet we're doing good in that one.
Net yardage. Guess who the best team in football is?
Colts.
Colts are number one, 439, plus 439.
Now, they played the Titans and Dolphins, so let's keep it in perspective.
Yeah right. Too bad.
And they played the Broncos, who are good. Well, they needed a leverage call to win.
The Bills are second, plus 398. Uh-huh. The Falcons are third. Falcons, Rams, 49ers.
Playoffs? The Falcons?
Guess where the Texans are.
Where?
Tied with the, you'll never believe this one, Ravens.
Steelers.
The Ravens defense stinks.
Yeah, Ravens really defense, let's see. Ravens got the break speed off of them in the run game yesterday. They look bad.
Minus 145. Worst team in the league coming up this weekend. Tennessee, minus 454. Minus 4.5 football fields in three games.
So the Texans have a chance to play against one of the worst net yardage teams, or the worst net yardage team, and then an awful Ravens defense.
Right.
2-3.
Oh, no.
Now do the Ravens offense.
Well, yeah, but Derrick Henry's just going to fumble the game away anyway. So the break.
Three fumbles in three games.
Yeah.
Every game he's fumbled.
Two critical, very critical fumbles.
Critical.
So, look.
Critical.
We'll beat the Titans, and then the Ravens. With that awful, awful defense, the Texans may score two touchdowns. Now, can you hold the Ravens to? Nah, never mind. Forget about it.
I was
trying to make a case.
What were you
going to
do? What were you going to do?
Nah, never mind.
That's it. Oh, my God. I can't wait until Friday. 4 a.m. the Ryder Cup starts here. 4 a.m. We'll be watching Ryder Cup all morning Friday, people.
Who is we?
Me and us, the three of us, just talking about every shot.
That's not going to happen.
We're going to talk every shot. Yep. This is so totally sweet.
So so it's Spain, Scotland against the U.S., right?
No.
That's what I found out. That's what I learned on the show today.
You don't know. Yeah, that's so that is the thing that Lance teaches people on the show. Scotland and Spain. Are in the Ryder Cup.
Can you have a Scottish golfer on the Ryder Cup team?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
But they
thank you. Can you have a Spanish golfer?
Yes, you
thank
can.
You.
Do they? Do they?
Is
John Rahm on it?
Yeah, he is on
there.
Well,
team. There you go.
Yeah.
I win again. Golf knower.
All right, Del, we miss anything else?
Oh, what else did we miss?
You know what? I want to say this. Did you guys see Baker getting his hair dyed by kid cancer patients?
I did not see.
I didn't.
He got his hair. Did you see his hair this weekend? I think it was crazy.
I just saw him lead another comeback.
He got his hair dyed by these kids. They were just putting all these different colors in his hair, and he did it to raise money for cancer, kids with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield is done. A complete 180 on his life and his career.
He actually did some of that in Cleveland. He was actually pretty active in Cleveland. That was one of the things that they liked about him in Cleveland. So I think this has kind of been, now I don't think he was the most mature, but I do think he's been actually kind of active and stuff like this, which is great. You just don't hear about it when he's losing. When you win, you hear these stories. So now it's like, Baker good. Before it was like, Baker suck. What about the kids that he's visiting? Who cares about
those
kids?
Who cares? Can't throw touchdowns. Now, it did happen. John didn't get what do we say? He didn't get centelled. He didn't get a ball sack. But it was from 3 months ago.
Oh, it was?
Yes, it did happen. He did do all the things he said he did. But it was from the off season where he dyed his hair to help out cancer patients.
So it was. I got September 20th.
I don't know why they put it that way. But because I looked at him at the presser when he was saying it really felt good to beat the Jets because Steve Wilkes was on the other side and he played a part in getting him cut at one point, or he got cut by Wilkes. But yeah, it was in the off season. But yeah, Baker's made a home in Tampa and he's been great for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the way he's playing and what he's done this year, I mean, I'm a big Baker fan.
And this all started his late 20s, 27, 28. So
I didn't like him before. I like him now.
So
yeah, me too.
Maybe we don't give up on quarterbacks so fast.
Yeah, I think you need to have a certain level of play, though. You need to be playing at a certain level. We saw it for Baker Mayfield. See, I didn't even think he was that great at Duke. We saw it at Baker at Oklahoma for 2 years in a row. His senior year, he got way better. And he was good throughout the year, not just in one game against Georgia. Baker was good throughout the whole year. Then he had a good rookie year. Baker had a good rookie year. And the reason that Kyler Murray had a chance to be the first pick, in my opinion, is because Baker kind of gave the green light on drafting a 6-foot quarterback. Baker's 6'1", but it was a smaller quarterback from that offense, and everyone said, okay, you know what? We got a Baker. Baker checks that box. We can do it with Kyler Murray, too. And it became easier to draft Kyler Murray. And then Baker fell off, but you don't want to give up on quarterbacks too soon if they've shown something. Sam Darnold is playing pretty well now. In Seattle, he's kind of picked up where he left off. He is, boy, I don't know if you guys have seen what Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Torrey Horton is doing from Colorado State. I always loved Torrey Horton. He got hurt last year, but Torrey Horton's got, I think, 5 touchdowns already, the rookie, including a kick return last week or a punt return. But I'm just tired of all these quarterbacks being better than what we've got.
So right I'm now. Looking at Baker, his time in Cleveland. He threw a lot of picks, but was the 2021 year the Odell year? Was that the year? I don't remember. But he wasn't good in 2021. They were like, we're out on you. He only really had, of course, I don't know how the off-the-field stuff corresponded to getting him out of there. But the 2021 season was disappointing. And then he was the vagabond Baker in 22 with the Carolina Panthers and the Rams. And when he got to Tampa Bay, he was a good player. So we're talking probably 2 seasons where we just quit on Baker Mayfield because he wasn't good. And one of those seasons, he was the backup or playing for Carolina and the Rams.
Well, this is wild because Odell Beckham played 16 games for Cleveland in 2019. He had 74 catches for 1,035 yards and 4 touchdowns. But the next 2 years, he played 7 and 6 games. But people from Cleveland who were in that organization will tell you he was a huge cancer and a huge problem for Baker Mayfield, very specifically. Odell Beckham was. Beckham is an amazing case study because he had his first 3 years in New York with the Giants. They were amazing. 91 catches, 96 catches, 101. 1,305 yards, 1,450, 1,367, 12 touchdowns, 13 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns. And everything after that has been filled with injury or a lack of relative success. Other than he had a 1,000-yard season with the Giants in 18, his last, but he also missed 4 games. And then he had a 1,000-yard season with the Browns, but didn't really mean anything from a win standpoint, and he only had 4 touchdowns. Yeah, Baker's made a comeback. It's kind of fun to see. And I think this is with a lot of players, with a lot of people. I think we like to see people as a society humbled. I don't know what that says about us, but sometimes you like to see guys humbled, but then you also kind of cheer for their redemption arc as well. So that shows that we're actually good people. Well, we cheer for your downfall, but we also cheer for you to come back. Shows that we're actually, in reality, good people.
Are we good people?
We are good people. Yeah we are.
We pray on your downfall, but we also acknowledge your success when you come back.
We're good people. As long as we like you.
Especially in Houston. Look how easy we are on our teams that suck.
We are actually fairly easy.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere. But right now, Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. Download the app right now. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. When you make your first play of $5, you are going to get $50 in bonus cash added to your account, and you do it that what you like. Play it however you choose. I know this, though. One of the easiest ways to win with Underdog Fantasy on the Pick'em Challenge is looking for the hookups that they give you. And you can find them in your lobby. They've got free picks with, like, Russell Wilson, 0.5 passing yards. All he has to do is complete one pass, and it's a winner. So it's an automatic gimme. So once you do that, then you have to add, you know, two more with it. But it gives you a great chance. You've already got one in the books, so now all you have to do is pick two games or two players where you can pick higher or lower on stats. Here's a little hint. Don't be afraid to pick lower. Lower wins all the time. So don't be afraid to go lower on a statistic. Don't be the guy who just says, I'm just going to go higher on everything and assume that everything's a shootout. Doesn't happen that way. So do your work, study, and figure it out. But you also get profit boost. This weekend alone, they had a 75% profit booster. 75. Man, all of a sudden, you're looking at like a 42 times payout on four different picks. Like, you can find that when you have a payout boost of 75 and you pick, you know, higher or lower on one pick that might be kind of an underdog pick. Study your games, take your knowledge, and win big money with Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_HTML for details. Conservative play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit ncpgambling.com.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, you guys are expanding as well.
Yes, we are branching into San Antonio and Austin. So if you have a second house over there, we can come and pick up your items, bring them back to Houston Powder Coaters, and then deliver them back to your second home.
How about that? And your delivery?
It's free in the Houston area. It's going to be $125 for Austin and San Antonio.
That's not bad at all. Call Robin. You'll probably deal with Robin when you call Houston Powder Coaters. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, so this actually happened. A kid, a Lansing kid, found a schoolmate, 11-year-old, found a schoolmate with a gun, took the gun away from the kid, and gave it to the authorities. The kid who took the gun away has been suspended for the year.
Not just gave it to the authorities, disassembled the gun to make it a non-threat anymore, and then gave it to the authorities.
And then gave it to the authorities.
Made it.
And he's the one that got suspended.
He turned that gun into a non-threat, and then he gets suspended.
Yep. Said he was able to disarm and disassemble the gun because of his hunting background. And the Lansing School District suspended him for the year.
A hero. You, sir, have too much knowledge about guns. We're going to need to sit you down for a year. That's what they did. Hey, you're too knowledgeable about these guns. You understand how to break them down, disassemble them, make sure they don't hurt anyone. So you got to go. What about the kid who brought the gun? What happened to him?
Oh, I did.
Did we report on that kid?
None of your business.
Wait, he gets to stay in school?
Why are you going to get in that kid's business?
I asked you a question because you have the story. Did the kid who brought the gun get to stay in school?
I hope not. It's not a great thing going on at schools right now.
No.
Well, there should be some type of follow-up on that kid.
There should be some repercussions, yes.
We need to know what happened
to him. He should be shut down. You're homeschooled from now on, little Gary, little junior.
Gary.
It doesn't say whether or not the kid who brought the gun to school. I would imagine they had to suspend him,
too. What
did
that kid look like? I know what the kid who got suspended looked like.
Yep.
You want to play that game?
No idea.
I saw the picture.
You want to play that game?
I saw the picture of the kid who they decided to sit home for a year.
Yep. That's true. That is true. A teacher was arrested for using poop spray in school. And it cost the campus more than $50,000 in repairs.
Wait, what do you spray?
Do you think...
Not just a fart spray?
It's poop spray.
Ooh, what? I don't know what that is, and I don't want to know.
Fecal matter coming out of a can?
It plagued the campus for weeks. Yeah, it smells like it's designed to mimic farts, or it's the smell of feces.
So it's just the smell. It ain't
it's
actual.
It's the smell, right.
So like liquid ass and stuff?
Yeah. pretty much.
They just spray that around for people to smell?
It cost the school nearly $55,000 in inspection and air conditioning repair costs. Ooh, he put it into the air conditioning system so that the whole school smelled like poop. I mean, I don't think this guy likes his job.
I mean, I'm looking at the picture.
It's a teacher.
Assistant. Teacher, teaching assistant. So he ain't a full teacher. So that's maybe he didn't have the forethought to know that you're gonna have to deal with this. 32-year-old Alexander Lewis, according to the reports. I'm looking at him. Yeah, he looks like a guy who carries around poop spray.
Yeah, Florence, South Carolina. Yep, I see this. Yep.
More than $55,000 for inspections and repair to the air conditioning system.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That is rough. All right, we are done. Mopey and Mapes are next.
No Mapes.
Where's Mapes? Is a new college football game out?
No, that didn't come out till next year. He will be filling in later for BMAC, so it'll be me and AJ.
AJ!
Your favorite. One of your
favorites. My favorite.
Even though he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid, but he will let that. But he's such a good producer.
Yeah, at least he's not you, is what you're saying. He may be a Cowboy fan, but he's not Dell, so we like him.
Right.
I could see through all your nonsense, John.
But Lance, people gotta sell houses. Who are they gonna sell them to?
Green light offer. That's who you're gonna sell. Let me tell you something right now. You know the guy who goes, woo! Whenever he's selling those houses for you, closing within 7 to 10 days is typical for them. A lot of people are selling their homes quickly because of divorce situations. This is something I haven't talked about. But when you get a divorce, one of the things is a division of property, and you, in many cases, will liquidate the home, and you want to do it quickly. It's nowhere near being ready to go. Greenlight Offer says, look, let us take the home. We will buy the home from you, give you a fair offer, and then we'll handle everything that has to be done on our end to get it ready to sell so you don't have to worry about that. Retired landlords, people who have been a landlord who have had a property, and it's a property maybe that needs a lot of work, and you say, you know what? I just want to cash out. I've had this property. Let me just get my money for this property now. I'm not going to try to dress it up and sell it. I don't want the hassle. I don't want to do showings. I don't want to do any, have to get new carpet, have to redo the walls, whatever the case may be. Just cash out, okay? Cash out, and Greenlight Offer will come and buy the home from you, and they take care of all the heavy lifting. Job relocation, that's another one. People need the house sold quickly. They're going to move. Greenlight Offer is great for that as well. And even vacant or fire-damaged properties are something that Greenlight will specialize in. GreenlightOffer.com, GreenlightOffer.com. That is that's the best way to sell your home right now. You can get a hold of Sean and literally ask any question you need, but they can sell your home quickly with no hassle and get money in your pocket. It's greenlightoffer.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.